Hi there, everybody. I want to talk to you about something that I've been talking with quite a few people about lately, which is just the obstacles that they're going through with wanting to become an artist or writer or just whatever it is. So I want to talk about some of the obstacles that I had, because if I was of a different mindset, I've always been kind of positive and determined, but if I wasn't, I would say I was completely doomed since birth to be an artist. First of all, I wasn't born with any natural ability as an artist. Anything that you see that I can do today, I had to forge it, you know, I had to like force my hands to learn how to do it over time. Let's see, my first real experience with art was in second grade. I had stayed up the night before, school for some project to draw, something on a big poster board. And I worked so hard. I stayed up till like midnight, which I'd never stayed up that late before, drawing this, caveman. And it turned out really good, like, you know, for my second grade self. And I was really, really proud of it. It was kind of a Flintstones ripoff or whatever, but I wasn't looking at anything. It all came out of my imagination. And it was the first time that I really drew something that I was like, wow, I drew something really cool. And but then I took it to school the next day. And my older sister, she was 8 years older than me, she was like a really accomplished artist and stuff. So they actually told me that I either traced something of hers or had her draw it for me, and the teacher said that even, and it just crushed me. I felt horrible. I felt like it was unfair, and I could have easily just never drawn again because it felt so bad, but I didn't. You know, I kept going because I just had this need to be an artist, and my whole life was that way, because like kids wouldn't believe I drew something or just whatever. And when I got to high school, it got even worse, because all through high school, I actually flunked every year of art. For some reason, my art teacher just did not like me. I know my art wasn't bad enough to get me flunked every year, and I tried really hard in his class, but he would give me an assignment, like a perspective thing, and I would do a castle when he wanted me to do just abstract building shapes, but I tried to turn it into something real. I wasn't trying to be rebellious, I just thought that would work for the assignment too, you know. But anyway, so I flunked every year of high school art, which made me feel like I just wasn't supposed to be an artist. And plus, I grew up really, really poor, so I knew that college was just never an option. About the time I hit my senior year, my mom had a stroke and became paralyzed, and so I had to help take care of that, which means, you know, definitely no possibilities of college. But I did take a chance to go out to the Kubert School of Cartoon Graphic Art in New Jersey. And even on that trip, actually, I ended up homeless in New York for a few days because they didn't have my reservation. And I stayed up all night, took a Greyhound out to New York and 24 hours straight, and then went right into my interview, which it actually went okay, but it didn't lead anywhere because there was just no way for me to go to school there. So it was just kind of one thing after another like that. I just never really had any chance of being an artist unless I just kept forging ahead. So I guess that's my point here, is that, just don't defeat yourself. Like, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how many people tell you you're not good enough, or any of those worries. If it's what you love to do, just keep doing it, and you will get somewhere with it. It's just like, building a wall. You have to do one brick at a time, and then you build a wall. If you have to go somewhere, you put one foot in front of the other until you get somewhere. And you can learn everything you need to learn about being an artist or a writer, and it comes with practice and time and just never giving up. One of my favorite quotes is from Babe Ruth, and he says, you just can't beat the person who never gives up. And that's just a very simple way of putting something that's absolutely true. If you never give up, you'll find a way to get to where you're going. I think I even forgot some of the stories I was going to tell about different parts of my life where, like, I tried to do something with my art and it just got shut down in some way, but it eventually worked out. I've been an artist now for 12 years, so obviously my high school art teacher was wrong, and all the other obstacles that came up just weren't right. So you make your own future. You can do whatever you want to do. Just don't give up on it. Even if you don't feel like you're worth it, or you're, you know, you don't have that natural skill or whatever it is, just keep going. Okay. So that's an order. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night. Bye.